जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम इष्टपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्शत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायः स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 entitled Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home, text number 29. Parituṣye tatastāta tāvan mātrena puruṣaha dayopasāditam yāvad vikṣeśvara gatim buddha prati परितुष्येततस्तात् तावन्मात्रेण पुरुषः दैवोपसादितं यावत् विक्षेश्वर गतिं बुधः। परितुष्येततस्तात् तावन्मात्रेण पुरुषः दैवोपसादितं यावत् विक्षेश्वर गतिं बुधा। परितुष्ये ततस्तात् तावन् मात्रेण पुरुषः विक्षेश्वर गतिं बुधः। माताजी so we'll read word to word meaning. Parituṣyet, one should be satisfied. Tataha, therefore. Tata, my dear boy. Tavat, up to such. Matrena, quality. Purushaha, a person. Daiva, destiny upasaditum offered by yavat as viksha seeing ishvara ishvara gatim the process of the supreme buddha one who is intelligent Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: The process of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very wonderful. One who is intelligent should accept that process and be satisfied with whatever comes favorable or unfavorable by His Supreme Will. Purport: The great sage Narada instructed Dhruva Maharaj that one should be satisfied in all circumstances. Everyone who is intelligent should know that because of our concept of bodily existence, we are subjected to suffering and enjoyment. One who is in transcendental position beyond the concept of bodily life is considered to be the intelligent person. One who is a devotee especially accepts all reverses as gifts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is put into distress, he accepts this as a God's mercy and offers him repeated obeisances with his body, mind and intelligence. An intelligent person, therefore, should be always satisfied depending on the mercy of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासरितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्येश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो आई वुड लाइक टू सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल सीनियर वैष्णवास वैष्णवीज हियर The process of Supreme Personality of Godhead is very wonderful. One who is intelligent should accept that process and be satisfied with whatever comes, favorable or unfavorable, by His Supreme Will. So, this is the 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4. Dhruva Maharaj leaves home. We are hearing the episode where now Narad Muni is instructing Dhruva Maharaj. And yesterday, as we were hearing how Narad Muni instructed Dhruva Maharaj about the mundane satisfaction, which is not actual satisfaction, which is not real satisfaction. In fact, the satisfaction and dissatisfaction in this material world is due to our own karma, as yesterday, Sri Gaurcharan Prabhu very graphically explained with beautiful examples how mundane satisfaction is not actually a satisfaction. So, both the satisfaction and dissatisfaction at mundane platform They are due to illusion because of considering oneself a body. So more identification with body leads for the satisfaction and dissatisfaction in this material world. So today we will see little more about a real satisfaction which comes by remaining transcendental to this bodily conception of a life, and then slowly depending upon the mercy of the Lord, which finally leads to the real satisfaction. So as we see in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, a very beautiful verse Srila Prabhupada almost quotes in 7 to 8 purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he also quotes in Chaitanya Charitamrut, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatana Goswami, to Rupa Goswami. It comes in many of the purports in Srimad Bhagavad Gita also. So very famous verse. These are the prayers by Brahmaji in Brahma Vimon Leela to Lord Krishna. Tattenu kampam susamikshamano bhunjan evatmakritam vipakam ridhvag vipurbhir vidadham namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhag. So translation says, my dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So this verse gives a lot of solace to the devotees, because in our spiritual life, while practicing devotional service, there are a lot of distressful situations, a lot of problems do come in our life, and it's very difficult to go through that and still continuing Krishna consciousness. So this is verse which will help us to remain cool, to remain stable in those situations, because here Krishna promises about when a devotee is able to take those situations as a mercy of the Lord and he continues practicing his Krishna consciousness, then Krishna is going to protect him. Not only that, mukti pade, he will deliver him from this material world. That's his rightful claim. He can claim because he is completely surrendered in a service with his mind, body and thought. And that's why he can claim to go back home, back to Godhead. So devotee in his life, whenever difficulties come, so he should take these difficulties as an opportunities to take the Krishna consciousness and develop an attitude of gratitude. Because as we have taken this body, it is but natural to have a difficulties in a life, because the whole world is named by Krishna as Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So there has to be have suffering. There will be dualities in this material world. But one has to learn to take these difficulties as opportunities and practice Krishna consciousness and develop gratitude towards Krishna in those situations also. So these difficulties will help us to strengthen our faith on Krishna. It's a like question of practice. Like whenever difficulty comes, and if we are grateful, as like mentioned in the verse and purport also, Srila Prabhupada explains in very detail. I will just read that part also. Like a devotee of the Lord never thinks that he is a paramhamsa or a liberated person. He always remains a humble servant of the Lord in all reverse conditions. He agrees to suffer the results of his past life. He never accuses the Lord of putting him into a distressed condition. These are the signs of an exalted devotee. Tattenu kampam susamikshamanah. When suffering reverse conditions, the devotee always considers that the reverse conditions are the Lord's concessions. He is never angry with his master. He is always satisfied with the position his master offers. In any case, he continues performing his duty in devotional service. Such a person is guaranteed promotion back home, back to Godhead. So, when one is grateful, and then it is said that when one is grateful, then he is a recipient of mercy of the Lord. So that heart of gratitude is very important to get the mercy of the Lord. Otherwise, whenever we are in distressful condition, we do go through a lot of sufferings and we fight with our anarthas. Both the gross level problems do come and sometimes the subtle level problems do come. Subtle level problems, we can say, like, we fight with our consciousness. Sometimes, like, we feel the controllership. Sometimes we get some power, we feel, to control others. Like in present verse, when Brahmaji, when he has control over whole universe, or to this material creation, who is the second creator after Krishna, so he has control over this material world. So because of that power, he become little proud, and then he tried to even test the Krishna and took away the Krishna's friends, sakhas, and then cows and calves, and in that way he also dared to test Krishna himself. So because of power, one may get all this influence of material attitude, and one forgets to be grateful for what he has received. And sometimes our six anathas do also trouble. We get envy, we get pride, we feel angry many a times. And that is how our heart, which is very like productive for receiving the mercy, it becomes harder and harder, and we cannot receive the mercy of the Lord. So therefore, a grateful heart is considered a womb for developing humility. And unless one has humility, one cannot receive the mercy of the Lord. So we always try to remove all these anarthas and try to become grateful and then humble. And sometimes even in conditions when gross problems come and we become ungrateful, like when disease condition come. So it's very difficult to go through that and continuing grateful to the Lord. As Kunti Maharani prays, you send more difficulties so that I can remember more. But it won't happen in our case. When difficulties come, it's very hard to, like, remember Lord or chant also. What to speak of, like saying, you send more difficulties. That will only happen when we are practicing devotional service constantly, and we slowly develop the heart of gratitude, and then slowly create a mood of humility, and that heart with the humility, he will receive the mercy of the Lord. Otherwise, in such gross situations where problems come, when the situations are like very hard to digest, then it's very difficult to pursue the mercy of the Lord. But one who is really humble, who is really grateful, will definitely understand the mercy of the Lord in those situations. As we can see that, like Krishna says, if the problems comes in a devotee's life, that means that's a special mercy of him. So when reverse situations come, we should understand Krishna is taking a special interest in a devotee. That's the promise given in Bhagavad Gita in many places we see. And when somebody is humble, then only he can understand this is mercy. Otherwise, he will take it another way, and then he may rebel, or he may chastise or accuse Krishna or the situation. So in grateful heart and in humble heart, one can understand that mercy, and then he receive, one can understand the mercy of Krishna, and he can go through that phase. So in our life, many such situations come where we have to understand this mercy. Like just few days before, I was traveling to Parbhani, 17th of the June. And I just booked ticket. That was also emergency. A day before I decided to go, and they booked the ticket. Somehow, like traveling from this place to Kalyan is quite difficult, and it was raining that day. So I caught up in a traffic. Although I left like 5 hours before the train from this place, but I got up in the train, and because of I caught up in the traffic in Bhiwandi because of the raining, and I could not reach at the time. So I was supposed to reach at 10 o'clock there. So I reached at 10:30. I started at 5 from here. So then for me there was a choice, because devotees are already waiting, the programs are already decided, and I could travel even late night with some other like bus or something, and that's also very difficult because at 10:30 from Kalyan to arrange the ticket, get the bus and travel was very difficult. So that situation I remembered, because I was preparing for this verse. So I just decided to let us take shelter of Krishna. So I went with the train, went back to Chowpatty, took rest, slept almost at 12:30 in the night and got up. And next morning, as soon as I got up, I saw Vasudev Prabhu, and he asked, today is our comm meeting. So 17 I traveled, I planned to travel. So it was 18 morning actually. Yeah, Vasudev Prabhu told me that tomorrow is comm meeting. Why you are here? You should be there. So I had not told him, I was already planned to travel to Parbhani. Then without saying anything, I just said, Prabhuji, when you are coming, I will come with you. So next day morning, I came with Vasudev Prabhu. But before that, I made sure, I called Parbhani Center and told them that, like, as I promised, so I should come and deliver. Since now Vasudev Prabhu is telling me to come for comm meeting, so I have to go there also. So you book a ticket for tomorrow night. So they said, okay, we'll book. And again, I thought like it's difficult for them to book from there. Better I am in a temple only. So I went to our office in the Chowpatty. Shuklambar Prabhu? Yeah, I told him that to book ticket with my name. I told the train name Devagiri, because it starts late in the night, 10:15. 10:10 it comes to the Thane, so I can come attend meeting and then go with the same train which I planned day before. But somehow he booked the ticket, but he did not told me that the ticket was not of the Devagiri, it was of Nandigram Express, which starts at 4 o'clock from CST and which reaches 5:15 to the Kalyan. But I just got an SMS that your ticket is booked, and then train S521. That's it. The timing was there, but I was already told that I booked ticket with Devagiri, so I have not seen the timing and anything. I just saw S521. That's it. And so I came with Vasudev Prabhu next morning. I attended comm meeting and did other things like meeting with Gurukul, because I was traveling for 4 or 5 days. And did some arrangement in agriculture also, because Devarshi Narad Prabhu was also supposed to leave after few days outside. And calmly, last 2 days before I started at 5, so this day I started at 4:30, because at least I should reach little early. And I decided I will not travel from Kalyan, I will travel from Thane this time. So both things I already planned. And I went like very peacefully. I reached almost like only 8:15 I reached Thane station. And I boarded like very safely at 10:15 from Thane station. And then I was searching my seat. I boarded into the S5. I was searching for 21. And fortunately, my seat was vacant there. So, because it was on the top, so I sat on the seat. And just I was reading some time. And then TC came, and then he asked for the ticket. I showed him mobile. Till that time, I have not seen, like, because I was sure, S521, I have not seen, this ticket does not belong to the train in which I am sitting. So he got the mobile, he saw the ticket. He also decided to tick. Suddenly, he saw in the list, this ticket is not booked from the Thane, this ticket is booked from Nashik. So then again he saw my number and then he confirmed, oh, this ticket does not belong to this train. It belongs to another train. That is Nandigram. So then I should like humbly just say, it's a mercy of Lord. Now, already like I lost train 2 days before with lot of traveling here and there, and I somehow managed to come in this train. Now I have to travel. But I said, I already paid for 15 rupees. If this ticket does not belong to this train, what is the problem? I have this seat here, so I can sit and take rest. What is problem for you? When I raise my voice, he also become little angry. Then he said, sir, this ticket does not belong to you. And then the ticket which you have, it belongs to another train. So you can't sit in this train. So I said, but I have paid already 415 emergency ticket. You have to arrange something so that I can travel. He said, we can arrange, but you should have brought some like chalu ticket and I could manage it some way. But you don't have any chalu ticket also. And on top of that, you are saying you already paid. So you paid for another train. You can't sit in this train. And you want a ticket with like rest, like sleeper completely. That is not possible. So again, I just started chastising him. No, no, no. How can you people do like this? You should understand my situation, this and that. Then when I raised my voice, he became more angry. And then he said, you have to get down. That's it. Because he understood in a sadhuvesh, nor I am becoming humbling. I'm not a humble, nor does I am appealing with like, it's my mistake, so sorry, I have not seen till anything. I was just saying, I already paid 415, I can't pay more. And he asked me, then finally I said, okay, I will pay extra, but arrange something for me. Then he said, you don't have any chalo ticket. You can't sit in this train now. Because he understood I am not like approaching him with a humble mood. I am just trying to convince him that somehow you have to arrange for me. And he knows all the laws and rules and everything. So he said, you don't have any chalo ticket, so you can't sit. Because this ticket does not belong to this train, that's it. And then he asked me to get down. So I have to get down, sit in another reservation bogie only, but I managed with another TC. And I was constantly looking that anytime he can come and check. And I was in worry. Only thing I could do is just pray that somehow I should reach Parbhani without like in the eyes of this person. So I managed that and reached Parbhani. But throughout the night actually I could constantly think of Krishna, ki somehow Krishna, please don't send him. Otherwise, because I argued almost for 15-20 minutes in front of many people, and he will definitely come and do something if he sees me somewhere. So I prayed and managed and reached Parbhani. So when such situations come, then it's really difficult. So I would have been remember Krishna little before. Then so the whatever repercussions came after I did arguing would never have been come, because just simple approach to him, I'm sorry, I did a mistake. He would have been prepared everything, maybe charged little more and given me a seat there. But a little argument, little ungratefulness and trying to break the laws, that will create the repercussions, and then it's difficult for us all the time. So in such situation, so we have to understand how Krishna's mercy come. So it helped me to remember Krishna throughout the night. But if it's been a practice, I would have been humble before only and approach in a proper way so that I can get more help and more better life. So this is how when one is humble, one gets the mercy of the Lord. And when one is not humble and one is ungrateful, then he has to suffer a lot. In this material, sometimes people become ungrateful because they're accustomed to the facilities or they're accustomed to the lifestyle. They get whatever they desire all the time. Like when, especially if you see the children, if they say something, they get it. Then again, they ask for something, they get it. And it becomes a practice of life. They never are habituated to say, like, if they ask something and they get all the time, then that becomes habit. And they're never grateful for what they are getting, because throughout the life, their habit is whenever they ask, they get it. So that makes one's heart like always desiring more and more, and then that becomes habit, and then it's very difficult for them. When you say no, then they could not digest. They become completely ungrateful. They say, how can you say no? Sometimes I have seen some cases like they approach Maharaj and they approach senior devotees and say ki mere ko ye nahi diya, but they don't see ki how much he has got. They see ki, because they are used to get every time, so they don't understand there could be a situation where you will not get what you desire, and that is how person becomes habituated to like become ungrateful, and he does not understand the mercy of the Lord. And that is why whenever this kind of reverses come in our life, we should become humble and we should take this opportunity to come closer to Krishna. Otherwise we become also used to this kind of situations, like whenever I ask for something I should get, and whenever I am not expecting something, if I get, then we start like accusing even Krishna or whoever the responsible devotee around us. So we should go through the situations where we should create this mood of gratitude and slowly become humble and understand Krishna's hand in every situation. We can see by the examples of our acharyas also how they behaved in such situations, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was supposed to take sannyas, he openly expressed to his mother that it's you, mother, who has given me this life, so you can take a decision. And he was with a great like gratitude, he expressed everything, and with like lot of respect and everything, although he has not taken permission, but he took also. Like he spoke very lovingly, he said goal of my life, and then he expressed lot of gratitude to the mother, and mother understood he is going to leave. Although she has not given direct permission, but she said, whatever you feel makes you happy, you should do like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed gratitude to his mother and then his father, and then he humbly left the home and took sannyas. Then we can see from the life of Srila Prabhupada, when his Vyas Puja in 1970 or 71, it was celebrated in London. So when he was giving a talk, he was very gratefully expressing to all his disciples, whatever creation has been done, it's not my work. It's actually you people came forward, and it's my Guru's mission which you fulfilled. So he expressed a gratitude to all of these great, like his disciples who have helped him to preach in this preaching Krishna consciousness mission. And that is how we can see how, because Srila Prabhupada expressed his gratitude to even his disciples, to his spiritual master and all his god brothers also, whoever has inspired him to continue practicing and spread this Krishna consciousness. And that is how we can see the result, how Srila Prabhupada became the recipient of greatest mercy of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread this Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world. Then also we can see in a life of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, in one of his Vyasa Puja, when his father was sitting in front of him, he expressed a heartfelt gratitude to his father and his mother for giving all values in his life, tolerating all the like misbehaviors or the adamant behavior of himself when he was traveling from Europe to India, sending letters and actually just creating pain in the heart of mother and father. So he expressed gratitude, tolerating that and still loving him. And at this time, till that time when he was like sitting, his father was sitting in that Vyas Puja, and he was seeing him face to face. Maharaj was expressing to his father and mother that with all circumstances, you continued inspiring me and you helped me in all the situations. So Maharaj expressed gratitude to his father and mother. And that is how we can see the result today, how the parents are also getting the mercy of the Lord. And because of heart, Maharaj's heart, which is so grateful to the parents and everyone, so Maharaj is getting the greatest mercy from the Lord, and he is able to do such a big work for Srila Prabhupada, always expressing everything to Srila Prabhupada. So by these examples we can see how when one's heart is grateful and humble, he can actually attract the mercy of the Lord. And this is how we should try to tolerate provocating situations, understanding the nature of this material world, which is always filled with the dualities, and try to surrender to Krishna. Actually, in most of the cases, we don't surrender when the situations are favorable. When we get disgusted, we get frustrated with our plans and everything, then we start thinking about Krishna. And that is the reason Krishna also sees the nature of the jiva. When he sees the jiva, because he is sitting as a paramatma in heart, and when he sees that the devotee or a practicing sadhaka is not ready to become humble and grateful without problems, so he creates problem. Because somehow Krishna wants to take his devotees back home, back to Godhead. So whatever best works for him, he does for him. And we have to understand that what is best for us is given by Krishna. And in that mood, we have to receive the problems or whatever comes in our life. So by seeing Krishna's hand in everything and getting his mercy, we have to continue practicing devotional service and do the activities in this material world. Because when we do the Krishna conscious activities, they does not produce more activities. They actually stops from the material like bondage and free us from the material things and take us to the spiritual world. That is why we have to continue practicing Krishna conscious activities with grateful heart and continue serving Supreme Personality of Godhead and continuing this devotional service. So with this thought, I would also like to speak a little bit, because today is also a very auspicious day of Gundicha Marjan. Since tomorrow is Jagannath Rath Yatra, the biggest festival in the world, where crowd more than 30 lakhs sometimes come. So we see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and on the request of his mother Sachi, instead of going to Vrindavan, he decided to go to Jagannath Puri. And when he came to Jagannath Puri, suddenly he decided to travel all around the India and visit various places. So he started South India Yatra, visited various places like from Pandharpur and also Srirangam, where he stayed for 4 days in Chaturmas. And he kept on traveling, delivered many of the devotees, and finally again came to Jagannath Puri. And when he came to Jagannath Puri, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the festival of Snana Yatra was there. So he attended Snana Yatra festival, and then Snana Yatra festival was done. Then the Anavasar was started, which continues for 15 days. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood, since there is no darshan of Lord for 15 more days, so he decided to move to close by Alarnath, where the deity of Lord in the 400 form is there, Lord Alarnath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took darshan of Lord Alarnath, and in a mood of separation, he stayed for 15 days there. So because of his separation from Lord Jagannath darshan and remembering Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constantly was in desperate, like waiting for darshan of the Jagannath, and he was completely like showing Ashtasatvik Vikar there when he slept on the stone there. So today also we can see the whole marking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body there on the stone. Because of ecstatic situation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the stone got melted, and all the markings of Mahaprabhu's head and the hands and whole body we can see on the stone even today in Alarnath. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely in a mood of separation there, waiting for darshan of Jagannath. And then when he came to know from devotees, now Tomorrow is Rath Yatra, so he came from Alarnath to Jagannath Puri. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, since he is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is loving Krishna as a devotee, acting as a devotee, and loving Krishna in a mood of Srimati Radharani in a separation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided, since this Jagannath is going to come tomorrow to Gundicha, and the whole mood of Rath Yatra is taking Lord Jagannath from Aishwarya mode to Madhurya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought of, like, since Krishna, Jagannath is going to come to Gundicha and perform his Madhurya Leela, that means Krishna is coming in a mood of Vrindavan here. He is coming to Braj Bhumi, and the Braj Bhumi cannot be with the Anarthas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that if you want to welcome Krishna in a Vrindavan, in a Braj Bhumi, so Bhumi should be like purified. So he decided to have a Gundicha Marjan, cleaning of the Gundicha temple, since Krishna is going to come tomorrow to Gundicha place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told the devotees, so let us have cleaning, let us have Marjan of this Gundicha temple, and let us create our heart suitable for Krishna to come and reside here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked all the devotees. He personally got flowers and chandan. He arranged everything, and he put chandan to all the devotees. He asked to sit everyone and instructed all the devotees, like, what we are going to do. And he gave a principal instruction. So we are not going to talk anything. If you want to ask anything, you have to say Hari Hari or Krishna's name. You want to speak anything, ask anything, say anything, only word you have to say is Krishna's name. So in that way everyone understood. Just by saying Hari Hari or Krishna's name, the devotees could understand what next instruction is. So that is how the things were decided, and then the service of Gundicha Marjan begin. So this is very significant pastime for us, because this has been showed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to welcome Krishna, we have to clean our heart. And then he started cleaning with all the devotees. He took broom, all the devotees took broom. They started brooming the room. They cleaned everything, and they collected the whatever dust and everything in the courtyard there. And all the devotees together made a heap of whatever they collected. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also made a heap what he has collected. The heap made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bigger than all devotees together. So he was showing by his example, like, how we should be enthusiastic to remove anarthas in our heart and welcome Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now all gross things have gone. So all these gross things are compared to the four major gross anarthas in our heart, that the tendency to do meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and these four regulated things which are told in the Shastras. So by stopping that, we have not yet purified our heart. That is just to, as Prabhupada says, when one stops doing these four activities, then just he is a human. He comes to just human platform. That's not a great thing. So in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just collected everything, made a heap. Now he said, we have to go for now finer cleaning. So he went inside, asked all the devotees. Then devotees started getting water from nearby sarovar, Indrahumna Sarovar, with the pots. They started washing everywhere, removing all small, small dust particle, everything. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on the dasan, Vedi, where Jagannath Baladev Subhadra was supposed to be kept on the next day and worship for next nine days. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on the Vedi and he removed his uttari, the upper cloth, and with that cloth he started cleaning the whole Vedi area. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally cleaned whole area, just showing to welcome Krishna, we have to remove all the anarthas in our heart. So whatever small, small particle, dust particle, with his uttari, wet cloth he was removing, cleaning everything, making whole area suitable for Krishna to appear there and sit. So these small, small particles or the subtle anarthas, or subtle dust particles, they are compared to six kind of subtle anarthas. One is called as nishid achar. So achar, which is against the rules and regulations of the Vedas, which is called as Veda Bahya, where there is a tendency even in the devotees to insult others or don't respect the jivas or tries to show other devotees lesser than us. So this is Nishida Achar, which is not as per the Shastras, Veda Bahya. So that Nishida Achar has to be removed from the heart of devotees. Then second is Jiva Himsa. So here Jiva Himsa is not killing the living being, but here Jiva Himsa is like, even if someone is having a capacity to preach, if he is not preaching the message of Krishna consciousness, or someone has ability or he has heard a lot from the devotees and he can give it to others, but he is keeping it reserved and not distributing it, that is called as Jiva Himsa. So as we heard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also says, what this world lacks is only lack of Krishna consciousness. So world doesn't lack anything else, but they lack only Krishna consciousness. So there is a desperate need to preach Krishna consciousness. But many a times devotees also, they hesitate to preach. They should preach whatever they heard so that we can do Jiva Daya instead of Jiva Himsa. So this subtle anartha of Jiva Himsa. Then third is Kutanati. So this is a very subtle anartha where person, he externally shows something, speaks something, but does not follow. So this is called as Kutanati. He speaks something, says something, and does something. So he does not follow what he preaches and what he says, but he does something else. So this is called as a Kutanati. And then there are three more subtle anarthas which are very famous, that Puja, Labh and Pratishta. That Puja is like always thinking, I am doing devotional service, so I should get credit for that. And always feeling like I should be worshipped, and in that way Puja. Always having desire, because I am doing devotional service, always having some desire to enjoy, like that. Then Labh is like, I am in charge of this, so I must get reciprocation for that. So for everything, he put conditions. I am doing so much, so I should get something in a return. So he is always like, kind of business, I am doing devotional. So if I am chanting 16 round, I should get peace. If I am doing this much service, I should get something written for that. So this kind of subtle desire do come when we are doing or we are practicing devotional service. So that is called as Labh. And then finally it's Pratishta. Pratishta is kind of also getting respect, but more than that is like having controllership of others. That one thing is like, I am a preacher, so whatever I say, my follower should follow. So he's trying to control with whatever talk he is giving, he is trying to control the people. Sometimes say, I am this, I am that, and tries to control people. So Pratishta. So it is very subtle anartha, which is like there in the heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is depicting this pastime and showing us we should be very eager to remove these anarthas and try to welcome Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath in our heart by creating the atmosphere like a Vrindavan, a Brajabhumi. So by depicting this pastime of Gundicha Marjan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his example, showing us such a wonderful instructions. So we should try to meditate today on that instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his behavior. And throughout the day, we should try to clean our heart, remove these subtle and gross anarthas, and try to welcome Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, which is Rath Yatra tomorrow, with the like clean heart, so that Krishna can happily come and sit in our heart. Hare Krishna. So it's already 8:30. We will stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.